what they said. Well, Democrats continue to overplay their hand when it comes to the topic of third trimester late-term abortions. Full-term babies subjected to lethal intervention, better known as abortion. Elective abortion on demand is being discussed and advocated in places like Illinois and Vermont and New York and Virginia, of course. And Bernie Sanders on Sunday could not say he was opposed to this barbaric procedure. I want you to hear this. Bite number four, Bernie Sanders.
Is there any do you believe there should be any restrictions on abortion in law?
I think that that is a decision that is being made, that should be made by the woman and her physician. And I think many of, what people are doing is sadly is creating a political issue out of a medical issue. So the decision about women should be able to control their own body, and those decisions are made by a doctor and the woman.
Are you at all concerned, though, about this idea that people may try to worry about the sex of a child or essentially are those type of restrictions on abortion something you're open to?
Well, I wouldn't use it a restriction on that. That's an issue that society has got to deal with, and it is of concern.
How would you deal with that in the law?
I don't know how at this particular point I would deal with it, but that is an issue that we really have got to deal with.
So when it comes to the abortion debate, I think there are a few important things we should be considering. There are things that should be discussed, even though they're emotional and uncomfortable for many of us. Sometimes we must discuss things we don't really want to because finding resolution outweighs any objections. Over the course of my lifetime, for example, the advances in medicine and healthcare have been nothing short of miraculous. And miracle is not a word I use lightly. Life expectancy has increased 19% since 1965. Think about that. We are living longer, healthier, more productive lives than in any time in human history. The medical advances may be most notable in the reduced infant mortality rates in the United States. The survival rate of fetuses that have had 24 weeks of gestation is above 90%, above 90%. When it gets to 26 weeks, the survival rate nears 95%, and it goes up every day and every week after that. That means by 30 weeks of gestation, the viability of a fetus is better than 99%. So at what point do the pro-abortion people believe that a clump of cells actually becomes a human child? No civilized nation on earth allows for full-term babies to be terminated. The nations that do allow third trimester abortions include China, North Korea, and Iran. I am quite sure when it comes to civil rights, these are not the nations that we as Americans want to be in league with. Personally, I'm quite happy my mother didn't choose to abort me. I'm just as pleased my wife's mother didn't choose to abort her either. We both came from less than ideal situations, and thankfully, our parents opted for life. I'm glad to be here. My guess is that when all the posturing ends and all the yelling dies down, we'll end up somewhere very near where all the EU nations are, and that's at about 12 weeks in regards to abortion. Abortions would be allowed up to 12 weeks of gestation, and even though I may not think that's appropriate, it's something I can live with because it's far better than this notion of third trimester late-term abortions, the termination of a child that is then disarticulated, dismembered, and removed from the uterus. In fact, yesterday I was arguing with people online, it doesn't even make sense, who are trying to tell me that a C-section is, in effect, an abortion. No, it's not. Trust me, we're not all arguing about C-sections out here. We're talking about terminating living, breathing babies. However, the idea of elective abortion up to the moment of birth is barbaric. It's not in line with the vast majority of Americans, not even close. In fact, you may want to look at that Harris poll from last week. 55% of Americans believe the cutoff should be about what Georgia's calling for, 6 weeks, or what Kentucky's calling for, 8 weeks. They believe those are the laws that are more in line with their beliefs. Those on the far left would like to lecture the rest of us on subjects like women's rights, reproductive rights, morality, and everyone's moral compass. That's a bit disturbing considering these folks would have you believe that a full-term baby is nothing more than a clump of cells. Anyone that would consider a full-term child nothing more than something to be removed and disposed of has absolutely no moral high ground to claim. Now, maybe I've been too harsh in my assessments of those that denigrate anyone who opposes abortion. Maybe I should take a bit longer to hear what they have to say. Maybe they need more information to come to a more reasonable conclusion. So if I was rash at first, I apologize. But for this, I do not. For believing that terminating kids that are at 30, 35, or 40 weeks of gestation as an elective procedure, I don't apologize for opposing that. The simple truth is there's no medical situation that would require the termination of a fetus at that point in the pregnancy. You would simply go through a C-section. If the mother was at risk, you have a C-section. It's less invasive than the trauma of an abortion. And this is where I had people yesterday arguing with me, telling me that a C-section is an abortion. It was written up in places like Vox.com. These far-left radicals would like to have you believe that somehow we're all arguing about having a C-section of a live birth. I don't think the debate over abortion has anything to do with live birth. We're not here arguing about whether C-sections are right or wrong. The insanity of this is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. In America, we also give medical treatment to those in need of emergency care. No charge, by the way. So if a child has the audacity to survive an abortion attempt and come into this world alive, the idea that we would withhold medical treatment is also unconscionable. It's barbaric, it's absurd, and it is revolting. We give medical treatment to those in need, in emergency need here in America, always have. So I can assure you of this. If the eventual candidate for the Democrat Party is someone who cannot look the American people in the face and say, I oppose third trimester late-term abortions, that will cost them hundreds of thousands of votes. In fact, it may cost them the election altogether. Remember, you heard it here first. That is the dark horse issue that could well determine the outcome of the election in 2020. It's Monday, May the 20th. This is the Steve Gerber Show.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.